As I sit in front of a Mishnayis, Peah Perek Dal Mishnah Vav, I can't help but think how appropriate it is to learn these Mishnayis, Zecher Nishmas, our dear student, Daniil Chernikov. Because in my mind's eye, when I think of Daniil, I see this Mishnayis, Kahati Mishnayis, in Daniil's hands, his elbows resting on a table in Camp Hask at 6:35, 6:40 in the morning, while most counselors are still asleep, Daniel's doing his daily Mishnayos. And in Nitivarye, sitting in the Beis Medrash, while many of the guys are schmoozing, Bein Hasadarim, there is Daniel again pounding his Mishnayos. And finally, when I had the schus to visit Daniil in YU, him sitting down next to me and placing very neatly next to him his pocket Mishnayos. Perek Dal Mishnah Vav Meseches Peah. Torah tells us, V'kutzrichem es k'tzir artzichem lo sechale pasod cha in Sefer Vayikra. And Chazal Darshan, and this is the source of our Mishnah today, U'v'kutzrichem, when you shall cut, as opposed to when a Gentile cuts. Similarly, in Sefer Devarim, when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of Shichah, as you've spoken about, as you learned earlier, Kisikzar Kitzircha Bisatcha V'Shachachta Omer, the word Kitzircha is used to exclude a Gentile. Only a Jew is Chayav in Leket, Shichah, and Peah. What happens if the Gentile converts to be a Jew? That's the subject of our Mishnah. Nachri shekatzer sadeh uvacha kach nisgayer. A Gentile cut the wheat of his field, and then he converted. What about the mitzvos of leket shechah and peah? Patur min aleket umin shechah and peah. Why? Because at the time he had cut, he was not a bar chiyuv. One becomes a bar chiyuv, according to the Tanakhama, only at the time of Ketzira. If one is not a Jew at the time of Ketzira, then one will be exempt. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'shichah. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this individual that converted and the wheat has been already cut when he goes into the mikvah, he's still going to be chayev if he becomes a Gentile when the wheat is in the state of imur. Now, there is a machlokis rishonim how to describe bishas ha'imur. Some say it means at the time that the bundles are made, and some say it means at the time that the bundles are gathered together in making a haystack. So, according to the first opinion of the rishonim, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that if he becomes a Jew and owns this wheat as a Jew at the time that the bundles are being made, so then he will be chayiv in Omer, in Shichah, excuse me. Why? Because the chiyuv of Shichah is b'shas ha'imur. However, other Rishonim learn that the zman that we're discussing over here is the zman of turning it into a gadish, into a haystack. So, according to that, those groups of Rishonim, as we'll see, this might be relevant in the later Mishnah as well, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if he becomes a Jew when it's being made into a haystack, so then he will be chayiv. So, to crunch, the Tanakhama holds that the chiyuv of leket shichah and peah is at the time in which the wheat is cut, while Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chiyuv is at the time of cutting for Peah and Leket, but not for the mitzvah of Shichah, that is B'shas Ha'imur. Mishnah Zayin. Higdish kama ufada kama chayiv. We have learned previously that Hegdish is not subject to the rules of the requirements and rules of Lechen Shichah Peah, because the Torah tells us, uvikutz rechem. Hegdish is not Kutz Rechem. Hegdish is the money that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and that isn't subject to private property. Kutzurchem refers to the private individuals. Says the Mishnah, Higdish kama ufada kama chayv. What happens if it belonged to Hegdish? An individual, Reuven, was Magdish, his wheat, and then he redeemed it. Chayev. In such a case, he's going to be chayev. Why? Even though Hegdish is Pater, however, in this case, there was no significant change at the time of Hegdish and Pidyon. At the moment that the wheat had been cut, so then he was chayev. Then he was Magdishit. But at the time of Ktsira, he was Chayev. So then, in such a case, he's going to be Chayev in the halachos of Lech Lashich Lempeir. Amarim, what happens if it's now in bottles? Ufada. Amarim. And he redeems it as Amarim. Again, once again, he's going to be Chayev, because at the time of the Emur, at the time that it was bundled together, it didn't belong to Hegdish. So certainly, he's going to be Chayiv in Shikacha. He's going to be Chayiv, and certainly Chayiv in Peya and Leket as well, because he was Chayiv on them Bishas Ktsira. What happens? Kama Ufada Amar. What happens if he was Magdishit at the time that it was a standing wheat, and then the Ktsira was done as Hegdish, and he redeems it as Amarim, as bundles. Ptura. In such a case, he's going to be exempt from the halachos of Peya and Leket. We'll get to Shicha in a moment. Shebishas Chovasa Isa Ptura. Because at the time of Chiyuv, of the Ktsira, he was Pater, it belonged to Hegdish. So even though he redeems it later on, already the wheat was Pater, because at the Shas Chiyuv, he was exempt. There is a discussion, what about the Shikacha? We learned in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda held that Shikacha takes place B'Shas Ha'imur. So some Rishonim say that just like there is a Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham in the previous Mishnah, so too there's a Machlokas here, that the Chacham say that you're going to be exempt from Shikacha as well. But Rabbi Yehuda will hold that you're chayiv, because Shikcha is b'shas ha'imur, and at the time he redeemed it, it was still in the same state of imur. However, if one understands the shas ha'imur in the previous Mishnah as referring to the shas ha'imur mamish as it was bundled, at the time that it was bundled, so then there is room to say that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Tana of this Mishnah, because at the moment that it was bundled, it still belonged to Hegdish. He only redeemed it afterwards. See Rabbi Akiva Eger for an elaboration on this point.